On this week's Tourism Roundup, we tell you all about the Falmouth Signage Project in the parish of Trelawney. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The coastal town of Falmouth has a rich history, but this history has been buried in the minds of most residents. If you stop and ask someone in Falmouth about one of the town's many monuments, chances are they won't be able to tell you. In order to preserve the history of Falmouth in a tangible way, the Ministry of Tourism recently embarked on a project to let each monument tell its own story. This through the use of signs.
Well, the signage project was important as it fell as part and parcel of an overarching program that the ministry has underway. It's called the Sustainable Destination Alliance for the Americas Initiative, and it is centered on the development of Falmouth to a sustainable tourism destination. This program has four main projects, which include solid waste management, the preservation of heritage, support to local businesses, and also signage. And signage plays an important part in the sustainable development and sustainable tourism in general. And so this was done for Falmouth.
Product Facilitation Officer at the Ministry of Tourism, Georgia Lumley. A multi-agency committee undertook the task of selecting the sites that would receive signage under the project. Initially, they came up with a list of 10 locations.
From the 10 that we had selected, we moved on to 4. One, because the budget for the activity is $700,000, and which is actually what the 4 had costed. And also because we wanted to stay in the main focal area of Falmouth, which is in and around Water Square. And this was done. And so the average person who visits Falmouth would be able to see at least one of these signs because it's in the main center of the town.
The 4 sites chosen under the signage project are Baptist Man's, Water Square, the Albert George Market, and the Courthouse. Mrs. Lumley says the signs will add great value to Falmouth's tourism product, as they will allow the historical buildings to essentially speak for themselves.
It has already started enhancing the space because the signs are in keeping with the signage policy of Jamaica by the JNHD, and they are brightly colored, the font is of great size, and they add a rich color to the space where they are located. People will not only walk past a building, thinking just that it's an old building in a space, but they will now know the story. And for locals who can read and see these signs and will now know, they should have a greater appreciation for where they are from as Jamaicans.
Here is an interesting fact about one of the sites chosen, Water Square.
First town in the hemisphere that got running water even before New York City. And this is something that we should be proud of Jamaicans. And having read that and seen us as a local, you know you have something to be strong and grateful and proud of as a local. And for heritage tourism worldwide is one of the fastest growing niches in tourism. And people will travel to see this kind of stuff. And now rather than the mandate of having a tour operator, someone can walk from the port or drive from a hotel and see what the buildings mean and their rich importance in heritage.
Product Facilitation Officer, Ministry of Tourism, Georgia Lumley. So, if you're ever in Falmouth, be sure to stop and visit these newly dressed up heritage sites. Have a look at the signs and hopefully learn something new. To a place called Jamaica. In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit Nannytown in Portland. Nannytown was named after Nanny, the great Maroon leader and national hero who brought the Maroons many of their victories during the First Maroon War. Nannytown was described as an excellent location for a stronghold, as it overlooked Stony River via a 900-foot ridge, making a surprise attack by the British virtually impossible. In its heyday, Nannytown had over 140 houses and was reported to be over 500 acres in size. That's it for this week's Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer, saying take care and one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.